Welcome to day 7. Today I will continue sharing about the attitudes of mindfulness. I will discuss the 3 most relevant ones to social media in detail and briefly mention the other 3. So briefly on the attitude of patience, in our case I would mainly apply this to the process of change following from this course. Please be patient with yourself. Take the time to establish how you want to relate to social media. And practice patience whilst you figure out how you can change and when you have relapses to old behavior. And also trust, another mindful attitude. Trust that this process has a function and you will arrive at some point. This just needs time and it is a winding road. Remember how I shared how long it took me to stop using Facebook? It was years, but it has resulted in lasting change. Non-striving. This may be the most important attitude to work on in relation to social media. Because my oh my, aren't we a bunch of show-offs on social media? Some people will post endless selfies with big fat filters. Another person seems to be always traveling to the most beautiful places. Yet another person hops parties, always having a great time. And a perfect parent shows off his or her super children. I'm not saying these things are not real, but they are only a selection of what happens in real life. What you don't see is the face without the filters or the person behind the face. The smelly dumpster behind the camping ground with the beautiful view, or the argument the photographer just had with their travel buddy. The hangover and loneliness when the party animal finally crashes on the couch. The meltdown after that gorgeous photo of the child with the ice cream was taken. Obviously, we cannot force other people to post more realistic photos, but we can appraise it differently, namely as just one element of someone's lives. Everybody experiences wonderful and challenging things in life. For everyone, some things come easy and some things are just an endless struggle. Sometimes we feel connected to people, and sometimes we feel utterly alone, even when surrounded by people. Do you remember the continuum that I described in relation to addiction? How all of us can be placed on a scale of 0 to 100, and how we may move up and down the scale over time. We can place ourselves on similar scales in terms of our thoughts, feelings, and experiences. With the difference that we are likely to move much quicker up and down those scales than the addiction one. No one is always on the 100 of joy. My, that would be exhausting anyway. Please keep this in mind when you see another photo from the world traveler, the party animal, or perfect parent. It captures a moment in time. Of course, I would like to invite you to show more of yourself, but this is entirely up to you. There's nothing wrong with just sharing a part of your life. For example, I use IG to share my work, not my personal life. Again, the most important thing is that you make conscious choices and appraise feedback correctly. Feedback only applies to what you choose to show, or even more so to what others experience when they see what you share. Do not transfer the feedback to you as a person. Non-judging. Being opinionated, applying labels, is an automatic process, and it has an important function. It assists us to give meaning to things in a fast world that keeps sending stimuli your way. Not only is it impossible not to judge, it would also make the world an absolute mess. The trick is to consciously notice our opinions and recognize them as such, as well as notice the effect of the judgment. The next step is then to train ourselves to take a step back and see if the first impression holds over time. You may notice a strong connection with the attitude of beginner's mind. Remember the drama queen example? Well, non-judging precedes beginner's mind. If you have not labeled the person, you keep an open mind. I would like to modify the meaning of non-judging, because the judgments happen on that subconscious level if you like it or not. I see it more as being aware of the judgments and not acting on them instantaneously. In my social psychology studies, I have learned that labeling is inevitable. Maybe you can take some time today to observe this yourself. Notice your almost instant first impression when you meet someone new. Without conscious effort, you have all kinds of opinion. You like or dislike the person. You may find them beautiful or not so attractive, interesting or boring. Do you know what you base these judgments on? Yet we act on them and focus on the positive people and turn away from the unattractive ones. I am not saying you should discard or ignore a first impression. Our intuition is a strong and helpful tool. Yet we all know that first impressions do not always hold. Most people act on their best behavior when they meet someone for the first time. But when you spend more time together and get closer, it is impossible to keep hiding the things that you did not want to show. And on the other hand, someone may seem quiet and boring, but they may come out of their shell when we get to know them better. Zooming in on social media, take note of your first impressions, the impact they have on how you appraise what someone shares. Always keep in mind that compared to meeting in real life, you miss out on so many important cues online. Experts say that 70 to even 93% of our communication is nonverbal. For written posts on social media, you miss the context and the cues of face, tone of voice, and body language. Selfies are carefully chosen and edited again, obscuring so much information. You do not hear a voice or see bodily movements. TikTok videos may look real, but often are choreographed. What I mean to say, you have no clue what someone else means to communicate. My suggestion would be to, as a default, interpret things in a positive light or to check in with someone if something is really bugging you. Or you may dig deeper into yourself. Why does a certain comment or photo offend you? Acceptance. This summarizes all attitudes for me. When you accept who you are, what you are good at, what you need to learn, you will be more comfortable to show yourself in real life and on social media. When you accept others as they are, when you do not mold them into what you like them to be or to fit them into boxes, you will be able to see them as they are, in all their colors and moods. Maybe you will start enjoying to follow them, even when they are totally different from us. This can be inspiring. Or maybe it is just a total misfit and you will conclude that you part ways on social media. The final attitude is of letting things be. For me, this follows naturally from acceptance. The minute you fully embrace and accept, you have let go already. Well, that was enough philosophy for one day. Let's finish with a highly enjoyable challenge. Challenge 7. Contact a close friend. Someone you love to spend time with, but now that you think about it, you both tend to grab your phones when you are together. Invite this person to hang out without phones. You obviously have a choice if you would like to share this in the context of this course, or if you're just going to say out of the blue, you and me, no phones. Enjoy, and I'll see you tomorrow when we focus on practical tips.